The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, أو you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
The audience of IRB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum. Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sheikh Ja'far Ja'far.
I begin in the name of Allah, the most kind, the most merciful. It's due to that kindness and mercy that we have these opportunities where we gather in remembrance and glorification of Him, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. We then send our congratulatory messages to our 12th and living Imam, Al-Hujja Ajalallahu Ta'ala Farajahu Sharif, and to each and every one of you as we gather on this evening to celebrate the birth anniversary of our fourth Imam, Imam Zainul Abideen As-Sajjad, alayhima afdalu salatu wa salam. Amma salli ala Muhammadin wa Ali Muhammad. We pray to Allah Azza wa Jal that we each get an opportunity to go for the ziyarat of our Imam to Baqi, and that we receive his shafaat in the hereafter, inshaAllah. The fourth Imam As-Sajjad, alayhi afdalu salatu wa salam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa Ali Muhammad. There was a person around him, qala bi hadratihi rajulun. That a person who was around him said the following, he uttered it. He said, Allahumma aghnini an khalqik. Yeah, that, O Allah, make me needless of your creation. Yeah, that I don't need anybody, just make me free. And this is sometimes a thought that we have, you know. Okay, don't make me majboor. You know, when we get old, what we don't want is to be dependent upon people. We would rather be able to take care of ourselves, and that's an understanding that we have. But when the Imam alayhi salam heard him say this, you know, أغنني عن خلقك, like make me needless of your creation, the Imam says, ليس هكذا. He says, don't say it like this. Yeah, he says, إِنَّمَا النَّاسُ بِالنَّاسِ. He says, because people need people. Yeah, people are in service of people. He says, وَلَكِنْ قُلْ أَلَّهُمَّ أَغْنِنِي عَنْ شِرَارِ خَلْقِكَ. That, O Allah, make me free of the worst of your creation. Yeah, make me needless of the worst of your creation. And this, you know, I found this tradition important. Right? I found it fascinating in one hand, but I found it important as well, because I think sometimes we find ourselves in the polar extreme of these things, you know? Like when I see children want to be independent very quickly. They don't want help from anybody, especially their parents, you know? They know math better than us, they know English better than us, they know life better than us, and so they think they don't need advice from us at all, you know? And it's this independence that they have when they're young that makes them feel as though they can function without other people. I don't care what other people have to think about me. This is an idea that's there in many of our kids, you know. And maybe we went through it. Not maybe, I'm sure we went through it. We just don't remember because we were all angels, alhamdulillah, you know. And then when we get a little bit older, what we find is that we begin to be easily influenced by other people. So as we hit our older age, what we find is that we have a desire for the approval of people. Yeah? And we want to see what others think about us, and we want to make others happy. And so our entire paradigm shifts to now, instead of not wanting anyone, I want to make everyone happy. And so what you find is a lot of hypocrisy that exists within us, where we find ourselves torn between the values of Islam and the values of the world that we live in, because we want to fit in so desperately. And so again, we find another polar extreme that takes place. And then as we get much older than that, you know, we once again become very secretive and isolated, yeah? As if I can handle the world's problems myself, you know. And this is an unfortunate reality, you know. There are oftentimes, you know, people who get sick in our community. And I would love nothing more, and I'm sure all of us would love nothing more than to go visit them and comfort them. But they want to hide their illness, as if it's some type of bala from God. It's not. It's an illness, you know. And then you hear about it from a third person, but they say, shh, don't tell them, don't call him. They don't want anyone to know. And you're like, Baba, why? What's the secretiveness? We need each other. We need each other. We need each other for dua. Yeah, we need each other for happiness. We need each other to make life better. And this is where you find, you know, that it's in between these polar extremes that a balance has to be struck of interaction of life. Yeah, the fact is we need each other. Yeah, we need each other on so many different levels. You know, we need each other to help find us a job. We need each other for du'as when we are sick. You know, I was trying to, there are some people who are very, mashallah, like self-to-do in our communities, you know? So I was thinking that maybe we need accountants, and then somebody would be like, I do my own taxes, yeah? And then I say, yeah, but you need a car mechanic. He's like, I change my own oil, you know? I was like, Baba, but you need a farmer to grow your food. And this is where you're like, you're right, you know? I can't grow my own food the way they do. I can't slaughter a cow the way the others do. We need each other, yeah? Whether we realize it or not, we are constantly needful of each other. And this is one reality. And the second part of that needing each other is that we also need each other for our success in Akhirah. You understand? Because my success in Akhirah is not just dependent upon me praying salah and fasting, but my success in Akhirah is dependent on how well I looked after the needs of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we need the help of each other to make that happen. If I am secretive, you are secretive, I don't have a chance to help you, you don't have a chance of helping me. And so what we see is that we have to learn this balance of where we can reach out to each other, be connected with each other. But the trick of that balance is to ensure that the people that we keep around us are not toxic people. That's what the Imam was saying. That seek the protection of God from the worst of creation. Those who just want to manipulate us. Those who want to find our faults, those who want to point out our mistakes, because in their pointing out our mistakes, they feel a sense of pride, as if they've done something, as if my happiness is affecting their happiness. Why should it? Yeah, be happy, I'm happy, let's all be happy, right? But it's that balance that we have to find. And once we find that balance, there is this beautiful hadith, you know, what the Imam alayhi salam, again, is from our fourth Imam As-Sajjad alayhi salam. Salli ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. He says that we need each other, but at the same time, he cautions us that even though we need each other, we should be very careful not to ask for things that we don't need from each other. You understand? Again, there's a difference. Because the moment I need you, and Shaitan will say, ah, just call him, he'll do it for you. Yeah? Just call him, he'll pick this up for you. Just call him. Imam says, don't reach out to each other for things that you can do yourself. Yeah? Don't reach out to others for things that you can do while struggling for it. That means as soon as a little hardship hits, you don't run around crying to people. Yeah? You can tell someone, make dua for me. Yes, tell someone, make dua for me. Yeah, we're all needy of dua. But the Imam says the following. He says, "Dhamintu ala Rabbi." He says, I assure you by my Lord, "An la yas'ala ahadun ahada min ghairi hajatin illa tarrattuhu hajata bil mas'ala." He says that do not ask others unnecessarily until and unless you are compelled to ask for your needs, and then ask someone to help fulfill it. That means until you reach that breaking point, then you reach out to someone to say, hey, I need a little bit of help right now financially. Hey, I need a little bit of help with this. But until then, struggle. But that struggle doesn't mean that we don't use each other for our assistance. We help each other. And it's a balance, yeah? This is what I said, this is a balance. Where that balance lies is the trick of life. Find it, yeah? Find it. Find it where we realize that my trust is only in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but the function of life requires that we are with each other, and this is why this community is so important. Let's reflect on this tradition about that balancing act, because once we learn how to balance, life becomes a whole lot easier, inshallah.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
روحي كريم عظيم عليم حليم حكيم متين غفور شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه